Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Tell me how deep. about 9 o'clock. Looking fresh to get the bell to get spot for. All these girls around and not stop us. Something love is wrong with these ones, yo. I decided to just chill for a minute. Cool by the bar, just cool for a minute. Let me see if they'll notice me. Or maybe I should just brush my teeth. So I brush my teeth and none of came. So I'm thinking to myself, just playing games. Until I just step to one. She said, oh, Riley, a cutie, a laser gun. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? Girl, I'm the life for the party, so to shut your mouth. So I wrote the one of my regular. She said, like she said, you're laser gun. I'm like, what the hell did I do now? To get treated like this now? Getting all this one round. It's never happened up now.
To the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night, December 15th, 2011. And you know what? The end of the year is near. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How y'all doing tonight? What y'all doing this evening and how you taking care of yourself? All right, I hope you got your drinks together. The kids are in the bed. Y'all chilling. You doing what you do. Having a good time, enjoying yourself. All right, y'all, I'm going to have Matt B on the show tonight. I'm also going to just kind of chit-chat with y'all this evening and just kind of give you some love. All right, y'all, this is Boom Boom by Matt B.
Chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. It's getting crazy tonight. We're underneath the strobe lights, and maybe flashing for flashing for flashing. Boom. We getting dizzy in here. Just keep the music for playing, for playing, playing all night. It goes boom. So put your hands in the air, and if you don't give a care, we gon' be dancing all night. It goes boom. Time ticking down as the beat drops. Ain't no stopping it. Girl, cause the fuse is already lit. Chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom. I'm going bonkers tonight, just keep it moving tonight, like we've been doing, just doing, just doing, boom. You gotta give me some space, cause I've been losing it, losing it, losing it, losing it, losing, boom. Check out the label.
chest, it goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest, I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here, getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest, it goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now, it's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go, while it goes boom. I can feel it in my chest, it goes boom.
I wanna take you to And we keep it cracking. Yo, it's the Midwest, baby.
What?
Come on.
We gon' get flossed tonight.
All right, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night. We are chilling, taking it easy. That's what we do. All right, now, I was having a good day. Today is one of the days that I have never imagined. I say it was one of those rough days, you know, because I worked hard, and then, you know, folks, you know, got to tripping, and you know what? I said, you know, I'm not even going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let it bother me at all. And so I said, you know, I just need to take it easy. And so that's what I'm going to do. Take it easy. And so I determined that, you know what, it's all about love. We're just going to just have love, make love, talk about love, give love, you know, do all the things that we want to do. You know, because I'm just in that mood. It's Christmas time, it's the holidays, this is when everybody just loves each other. It's just so great. And it's just, you know, everybody's just not at odds with each other, and we're trying to have a good time, and you and your family get together and you just don't know how it works. But you know what? It's always about just love, enjoying yourself, doing what you do, and taking it easy. So that's the kind of mood I'm in this evening. Yeah, you know, I've had a few little drinks. I'm more tired than anything because I've been up for a long time. So y'all getting me on some fumes right now, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm gonna have Matt B on the show later on in about 30 minutes or so, and then we're gonna chat with him and have a good time. All right, let's see who this is on the line. It's a 313 air code. This is a Raw Deal with Catrice. Who's this?
This is Big Daddy Almighty.
Oh, Big Daddy Almighty. How you doing this evening?
I'm waiting on you, baby. I was calling. I said I'm going to be the first on the line.
Well, I appreciate your support, baby. I really do. Appreciate it. Yes, I'm waiting on my guest speaker. The guest speaker will call in about 30 minutes, and we'll talk to him. I got some really hot music from him. It's you know, when you hear different artists come out with their music, you have your opinion. But you know, I think this cat, he did pretty good on this cut. I can't wait to play him so everybody can hear him.
Nah,
he's from the Shy, man. He's from the Shy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I can't wait to hear that and he come on out and tell us what he was doing. Because this right here, his music, this is like some baby making music here. You know.
Oh, my God. I don't want to hear
none of that shit. Yeah, man. This is baby making music. This is the shit to get you caught up. You get in the mood, get to drinking that shit. That shit, she look real good to you. Next thing you know, you deep in it, and you don't know what the fuck happened. You did all messed up.
Hey, Mickey, shit, I ain't heard that loud in a long time.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
I stay away from that music and shit, because if I do decide to listen to it, I make sure I have plenty of condoms.
I know that's real. All right, Big Daddy Almighty. You hold tight real quick. Okay, I'll be right back. This is Co-Star by Aaron Dressup.
She's my four-leaf clover. When it feels nobody's ever known. And I know that she's got me. She's my backseat driver. And this is who I've been lost without her. I can't say enough about her. I keep her by my side. Cause she's mine.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is December 15th, 2011, and we are straight chilling this evening. All right, y'all, if you're interested in sending your music to Lawless Radio, make sure you go to lawlessradio.com and hit that submit your music link. And submit your music, make sure you follow those instructions and sign the agreement. And then, you know what, your music can be maybe put into rotation. All right, y'all, make sure you check out Sharon the Man every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, Sharon with Game Time. Then we got the Chairman, Greg Grime, right here every Wednesday night, chilling, taking it easy, holding us down every Wednesday night. And then yours truly, Catrice, right here, Raw Deal, 9 p.m. Eastern every Thursday. And we end the week off with Miss So Ambitious every Friday night at 9 p.m. That's how we do. I'm sorry, every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's how we do. That's how we do. All right, y'all. I got Big Daddy Almighty on the line. He hanging out with me this evening. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know, I'm just ready to talk about mindless shit tonight. You know, I had, taking a little poll. I got a group on Facebook. It's The Raw Deal with Catrice on Facebook. Now, you know, it's not dirty, raunchy, but we do ask some weird-ass questions, you know, and sometimes, you know, folks kind of get a little out there with it. But let me ask you this. What have you been tempted to do? You know,
what I have been tempted to do or what I have done.
Right. Well, the thing is, the statement is, I was tempted to what?
Right now, I'm tempted to take my ass back to the Big D, Detroit, because down here in the ATL, ain't no money to be made. And anybody that's down here, they all out to gank you. It ain't no safe avenue up in here.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know what? That's everywhere, though. That's definitely everywhere.
Yeah, what I'm tempted to bust open a spot, a clubhouse, you know, because I got some freaky bras and they sell pussy in here for a living.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, you trying to do the come up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, but it's like, these brothers down here, you know, they see if they see me bust that spot open, and then if they see the money coming in and the whores coming in, you know, they like this deck.
Wow! That's deep. You talk straight up opening up some. You know, they just busted some folks. Wasn't it here in Atlanta? They just busted some folks doing that.
That's because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do it because. Reason, look, I'm telling you from experience,
it could be done.
You can bust a spot open. You can have everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking, sucking, gambling, smoking, drinking, all that shit. But you gotta have a decent clientele. See, motherfuckers come in, they play a hate. They come in, they want to play a hate. They say, well, damn, these motherfuckers making money over here. And then, if, you know, they see, you know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, as a matter of fact, a few people have told me, they said, you need to bust up a spot open down there. I'm like, well, I'm new down here in the ATL. You know, I'm from Michigan. I only been down here for like a few months and shit. And it's like I got to get the feel of the town. I'm over here in Jonesboro, and, you know, Clayton County police ain't no joke over here. These motherfuckers everywhere.
Hell yeah. I mean, you know what? I mean, it depends on, you know, the area in which you're in. And, yeah, you definitely in a high county. But, I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, it depends on what area you're in. Now, there's probably a whole lot of that activity happened all over the ATL, and you can probably be very successful at it. But, you know, you're right. It's all about the clientele that you bring in. But if you're in the area in which, you know, ain't going to make you, you know, not going to produce you enough money, cash flow, you might need to get out that area. That's something you want to pursue.
You know, I was peeping out DeKalb County, but you got so many homicides in DeKalb County, so I'm most definitely not going to go there.
Okay.
So, it's like, damn. I'm peeping out areas, you know. The thing is, the only way I could go, like I went up to Duluth County, you know, it's Duluth County, North Cross,
right, and Gwinnett,
So I'm like, I'm looking at them motherfucking towns. Now that's the money area,
right?
So that's where the money is, because this is like nice atmosphere out there, nice cribs and shit. But the thing is, with the neighbors talk, with the neighbors tell.
You know,
that's what it is. Once they start seeing all this certain traffic activity on certain nights, and they say, what's going on over there? You know, what's going on over there? What they doing over there? You know, and they say, you know, they called in the police.
Oh, and because they done seen you have some strange activity going on.
But
the thing is, that's when the fame get too much for you, and then you get sloppy.
No, I don't get sloppy. They look at me because, see, I still got my Michigan tags on. You know, I've still got my Michigan plates on. So they look like, oh, who is this guy from Michigan, and he got a spot over here. And it's a whole lot of activity on certain nights. Not every night, just certain nights.
Right. You know? I mean, folks sure not be watching.
Oh, yeah. That's always. It's always. It's like you gotta find a location where people will understand this, and where as long as he ain't causing no problems, he can get on. It's a lot of activity over there, but it's not no violence. Once the violence comes in, you know, that's where the problem is.
Right. So you tempted maybe to go on back to the Detroit, you know, somewhere you can go ahead and get something moving and cracking.
Well, I already had something moving and cracking in Detroit. I was just trying to expand, you know.
Right.
You know, my boy, shit.
Okay.
He the one turned to the station. You already know who he is.
Absolutely. So that's what you do. That was your reason in coming down to the A. You know, you open up a business.
That's not the reason why I came down here. I came down here because my job laid me off. And I was getting unemployment, and I said, I want to try something new. And I hit a homie down here, and he said, yeah, you come down here, dog, and stay with me. You know, and I said, okay, I came down here. And then all the people back in Michigan, they was like, yeah, nigga, you need to bust a spot open and get through. You know, I got some freaky bras, you know, they like, well, I come down and we can get a spot and we can do this and do that. Because they ready to get out. You know, they ready to fucking suck, you know. They so tired of Michigan, they ready to expand themselves. And I'm like, okay, let me find out what's going on in ATL, because this is down south. I'm from the north. Now I'm in the south.
Right. You know, and there's a big difference.
It's a real big difference.
Y'all ass get strung up and go to hell to jail. You hear me? They wouldn't even ask no questions. If you just look wrong, they got their ass.
And I'm tripping because I'm like, damn, I'm like, I ain't used to all these dreadlock wearing motherfuckers down here. You know, everybody got dreadlocks, tattoos up the ass and shit. But, you know, I'm like, they looking like killers. And I'm like, damn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
You don't know who crazy, who ain't.
And then I watch the news, and I see that bullshit on the news that motherfuckers, like, certain counties have, I know where all the homicides be at, and I'm trying to get an apartment, and the apartments is the number one danger zone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure is. You better off renting the house.
And that's another thing. Get your crib. I'm like, okay, all right, that's what I really want to do. I get a crib, and then that's going to be the spot. Once I find a nice little location, that's going to be the spot. And then I can import. I can import my horse in, and then we can get down, you know?
Okay. You got a well-out plan right there. I mean, that's something else.
I also need some backup, you know, because I'm by myself. You know, I need...
Right.
I gotta bring in a crew, you know, because you gotta have somebody at the door, the security and all that shit.
Right.
Like the spot we had, well, the spot that's still going on in Michigan and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy working the door. If this guy don't know you, you can't get in.
Okay.
Period. You gotta be referred. You know, somebody that's already a regular that comes in got to bring you in. If you try to go in by yourself, they ain't letting you in. And that's what makes the spot beautiful. And that's why that spot been going on for like 13, 14 years. You know.
See, that's what's up. Hey, you know what? I had no idea. All right, man. Hold tight. All right, y'all, this is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. That was a very interesting conversation. You know what? The forming, the making of, and how a pimp makes it out here in the world, man. He just doing his thing. Y'all hold tight. This is Being Ignored by Renee Michelle.
I didn't hear as you sang a little soul song. you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
All right, I am back. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lost Radio. All right, y'all, you know what? It's the end of the year, and it is time for us to figure out what it is that we're going to do in the new year. What you going to do in the new year? What's going on, Big Daddy Almighty? What you going to do this year, new year? Anything different other than get your empire going?
I'm going to do something different. Yeah, I'm most definitely going to do something different. My thing is this, you know, I'm thinking about settling down, you know. I got to give me a bottom whore.
I mean, you say the word whore, so it's just the way you say I mean, how you going to settle down and you going to call the woman that you're going to settle down with a whore? I mean, why she got to be a whore?
Listen, see, because, see, whores understands a man. See, I used to have women, girlfriends and all that, but they all got problems. They want to cry because you come home late and shit like that. But I be calling them and say, yeah, I'm hanging out. I'll be home at a certain time. See, I don't need that drama. See, a whore, she say, okay, daddy. She say, daddy, what time you come? Oh, I said, I'll be home.
Basically, you just want, since you are proclaiming yourself to be this pimp, you just want your bitch, this is your main bitch, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because she loves me and I love her because she don't give me no drama.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's like, all right, as long as you don't come back with no bullshit,
mm-hmm.
it's all good. She already know how I'm laying and already know how she laying.
Right. Okay. All right, well, hold on. Let me see what this other caller is going to say. This is the raw deal. Who's this on the line?
I'm
what's
just
up?
Tuning in.
What's up, baby? What's up, Nikki? What's going on? We're not going to start that right now, okay?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. We're good. we're good. I'm doing wonderful. How was y'all week this week?
It was pretty okay.
Yeah. Well, I got what he called himself, Big Daddy Almighty. And y'all missed it. You just not tuning in. Big Daddy Almighty, I'm just calling him the pimp. From Detroit, that's come down to the ATL, going to take it for storm and, you know, build his empire up.
Mm.
Ain't that right? Where you at? Where you at, man?
I'm right here. I'm listening to the.
Okay.
I'm listening to my man and his chick. You know, is they together or what?
I mean, well, you know, they come on the show together very often. Nikki, what you been up to? You weren't on the show last week, so what you been up to? It's been a couple of weeks since you've been on.
I've been all right. I've just been getting myself together. I got to go back to Wisconsin and take care of some business.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's been time to find me a plane ticket.
I feel you. Yeah, you are a good distance away. Miss Tipper Red, you ain't going to help the girl out?
Oh my God! This Mississippi Red and Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh my God! That's the first time I got on. I was listening to the show. They was on the line. Oh my God!
Because normally it'd be me, Nikki, Pussy Boots, and Mel. I don't know what the hell Mel is.
Right, but you know,
I have an idea with her tuning out of Lawless Adults. I know she has something to say about it since she didn't like it being a porn site no more. And her cousin agreed with
Hold on. Before you get started. This is the way we're gonna flow it this evening. I personally don't like to be bringing up shit that happened back in the past.
Okay. Right.
That's just me because you know when you keep drowning on shit, people just don't get over nothing.
Right. All right.
So tonight, what I would like to conversate on is tell me what have you been tempted to do lately that you haven't done it yet. But hold on, I ain't heard this nigga on the air in a long time, and we need to see what's going on with him. What's going on, Aunt?
What's going on, Patrice? How y'all doing there?
We're going good. We're going good. We got Mississippi Red. We got Nikki on the line. We got Big Daddy Almighty out here. We just talking about all kinds of shit. So first of all, Mississippi Red.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, what have you been tempted to do, but you ain't did it yet?
Rob a bank or rob somebody.
Right.
That,
I mean, times get hard. I know it ain't, you know, if my money get funny, but I ain't trying to go to prison.
But I know that's right.
I've already talked to one of my best friends. It's like an OJ situation. Like, if I would have killed my wife, this I would have done it. If I were to rob a pizza delivery driver, this is how I would do it. It'd only be me and my accomplice. I'm not going to rob nobody with three or four other motherfuckers, because if somebody starts talking, if I get caught, I won't know who said the shit. But if it's just me and my guy, I know who started spotting.
Patrice. Ain't that what I just said? That I can't set up because these motherfuckers down here is ready to gank? This nigga get right on the line and say, "Yeah, I want to rob a motherfucker immediately."
I didn't say I wanted to do it. I say if I thought about doing
like
something I haven't done yet,
or rob somebody, you shouldn't even talk about it. You shouldn't have nobody involved. You should just go and do it and keep your mouth shut.
And keep your mouth.
A real
gangster. You need an accomplice.
You don't need an accomplice to do that. Accomplice will make shit sloppy.
Mm-hmm. If you have one accomplice, you'll be good with it, because if you get caught up, you know the motherfucker who caught you up. Just don't do it with three or four more.
No chances like that. If you're going to rob somebody or something, you should just do it by yourself.
That's the best way. Who is that, Nikki? Is that Nikki?
Yeah.
All right, Nikki. Just tell him. Because you watch First 48 Hours, it's always a conflict. They get busted, they always kill on each other.
Right.
And if you get caught, then it's because you did your job sloppy.
Right.
So you can't blame nobody but yourself.
But yourself, that's the key. You don't have nobody to blame but yourself. You ain't got nobody to tell on you. You ain't got nothing. If you get caught because you got caught slipping, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And went on the camera and robbed a motherfucking camera video.
With your tattoos showing and shit.
What did I just say?
Your face halfway covered up.
Right.
What I just say before we even got all these people on the line?
Hell, I said,
I can't put in no work because motherfuckers go try to rob motherfuckers.
Nikki, what have you been tempted to do? I really
been tempted to get into like dominatrix, but I don't know how my man would feel about it.
I've been tempted to do.
And I've been tempted for a while now.
Well, I can
do it to him, but it'd be better if I do it to somebody else.
I mean, okay,
he
so
really
what
don't let me tie
makes
him
you,
down all the way.
Really? So what makes you so interested in Diamond Matrix?
I'm controlling, and I want everything to go my way. I want to tie a nigga down and spank him, or I want to make him do something for me. And if he don't do it when I tell him to, I just want to beat him. I want to pour hot wax on him.
Oh,
I want to have him sick. And I just want to experiment. I want to do all types of stuff, but I want it to be my way.
You want to be in total control.
Total control.
That's it. That's it. You know, you tell a motherfucker, you just grab him by his neck and tell him, come on, bitch.
Yes, exactly.
Man, I wish I could say that to Blunt.
And I want to have on a leather cat suit.
Oh my God, that's my favorite outfit.
With a face mask on.
See?
She didn't even tell you about the whips and chains and the handcuffs.
The whips and chains and the handcuffs.
That's what she want to do, but I ain't never allowed her to do it to me.
Oh.
It could take a weak nigga to do that.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, so,
you know, obviously.
You need to be adventurous, Mississippi Red. Where's
right.
your adventure?
You ain't got to be weak to be in stuff like that.
Where's your adventure at? I mean, come on. You done did everything else. Why not?
I did.
Right. I ain't have to tie you down for that, did I? No.
Now, see, now you...
It was like, okay, today a good day.
Oh, that, hey, that's Mississippi girl.
No,
yeah.
We just friends.
Friends.
I mean, yeah, you know, the one that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All right, Aunt, what have you been tempted to do and you ain't did it?
Beat my baby mama ass.
Oh.
This nigga said baby mama ass. Hey, Aunt, you don't fuck do that because you'll go to jail, man. That's an automatic case.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't did it.
Damn.
OJ fucked it up. Hey, but besides that, you know, I've been wanting to slap a couple of people, but.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, but I just let it slide. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Ain't much shit else I can do, you know, just let it go. Don't want to lose my job. I'm like
right.
Mississippi. I'm too scared to rob a bank.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can say I actually thought, I'm like, damn, how can I make some quick money?
Yeah.
And I look on TV.
Why
did
he even think about it?
Man, exactly. But I'm saying, no, you look on TV and you look at these people that are robbing banks and you sitting there like, you stupid motherfucker, why you do that? You know?
Right.
And, I mean, come on, you know, you in the bank, you about to rob it. Don't you know there's cameras?
And you go. I mean, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like that at all.
Like, they'll rob a bank and then they'll go buy them a car.
Right. Come on.
It's like that at all. You can't go in there, you have to rob a car. Rob a bank, you got a carjack, somebody for
the
getaway.
As soon as they get the money.
Yep.
And then get busted.
Ditch the car and hide the money somewhere.
I mean, but really, what was that movie? What was it? Set It Off? Didn't they all go to jail?
I be done dug me a hole.
They all go to jail. Only your girl Jada Pinkett got away. Everybody else died.
Right.
The police let her get away because they killed him in a mistaken identity.
Her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So because they
she went to Mexico.
Mm. Dang.
Four girls in Milwaukee robbed the bank and got busted because their friends went and bought something and then told where they got the money from.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, hide the money.
Yeah, that's too much.
They didn't
right.
even know who the girls was at first until this bitch opened up her big ass mouth.
That's what I'm saying. But
her
she
ass
got
before
caught.
We got booked.
No,
but
it's the one bitch got. She got caught, so she had no other choice. But to tell who her
that's
accomplice
why if
is what.
Something is best to do. Do it by yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
One other.
Back to, you got to do everything.
You ain't
like,
going to have somebody that's going to get caught. Then ain't going to snitch on you. They going to be like, shit, I'm going down.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to have. Okay, if you have an accomplice, you make sure he don't get. That's why I told my guy, if we was ever to hit a lick, we would go on the south side, getting good with a white couple, old white couple. And I know this man. 7 years old, got plenty of cash in his house, and I'm going to tell him, lay it down, give it to him, and I'm going to put it in his car, I'm going to go in my car. If I get shot, they going to search the car. I ain't got shit in it. He got my pistol. He got the money. He got the loot. He going to hide it in his house, and we're going to wait for another 7 or 8 months until the investigation is done for me.
You must be
we're going to split it together. No,
yeah,
but I'm saying
really
if I was to rock, if I was to do it, that was the way I would be able to do it.
You are fucking
it. Not a bank. Not a. That, if I was to do it. That, no, listen.
Let me ask you,
Lynn.
Hold on.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Red. What?
If I was gonna do something like that, which I have a good job, I make good money. Right. But if I was to do something like that. That is the way that I plan to do it. I would have my accomplice park his car around the corner. That way I know where to hide the loot and the gun. I go in my car. If I get pulled over,
but you're going to have to switch it up. You done told the world.
I'm just saying, if I were to do something like that, that is how I would do it.
And that's how you
that's
do
what I'm saying. You can have an accomplice, but accomplice can't, you know, you don't have an accomplice that's going to run up there with you.
You have an
accomplice that's going to be around the corner and just be fast enough to get it. I was not teaching y'all how to rob someone. I was telling y'all if I were to rob someone, that is the way I would do it. But I would not rob. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, hold on a second. Aunt, you made a good point. I mean, there's a whole lot of nosy people sitting out there. I mean, they're sitting there looking out the window. You can't say nobody will hit you. Exactly.
Why this nigga sitting in the car right here, just sitting?
Exactly. Hold tight. Hold on. Let me see who this on the line here. This is Catrice. Who's this on the line? 981. Who's this?
Man, hey, this is the chairman, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going
on?
Oh,
the chairman.
What's happening? How you doing this?
Hey, I'm at this event, so I'm coming off in the bathroom. I ain't going to be able to stay all long, but I'm going to tell you right now the 100% God's truth. I'm going to do it like the Joker did. I'm going to give everybody a note telling them to kill the next man, and we only going to split it with us. After everybody get through killing each other, I'm going to leave with the money.
and that's what I was about to ask Mississippi Red. I said, how you going to trust this nigga? You going to get him all the money, and then you going to go and
right.
your separate route.
That's
how
I'm saying he already fucking up.
Yeah,
hey,
let me say one thing, though, to the chairman thing. Because
I know,
still
I know
one
the
person
dude.
Left over, though. Well, that means you got to kill that last person.
I'm telling you right now, everybody killing everybody off, and only one of us leaving with the dough.
That's the stuff that has been left out. The money is the root to all evil.
Wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Money is the root to all evil. That's exactly right.
No, money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil.
See,
the love is not
money.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
You just got yourself ganked, giving it your money to the coffee man around the corner, and then you going to take the fall, talking about, well, I ain't got the money and the guns. This nigga got your shit, and he gone.
Right.
Let me do this one time.
If you going to do anything, do it by your damn self.
If you get $400,000 and give it to this nigga,
I got something to say to the chairman.
He's going
to
stay and wait for you.
Right.
That nigga
exactly.
on the line.
Hold on, Mississippi Red. Come on, man. But yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though. You got to do it by yourself. And like T.L. was saying, you know, you're going to have to kill somebody. Somebody ain't coming out the room.
Somebody ain't coming out the room.
Definitely. That's basically it.
I know I got a guy that we can be like the black.
Well,
we can be like Selma and Louise.
Well, you better stick to your job. Don't try to do no armed robbery because your ass is being fucked all up.
Right.
No, I'm saying I know.
Stick to teaching, baby.
See?
Yes. And I hope you ain't teaching the motherfuckers you teaching anything that you talking on Wallace.
Right.
No, we just talking about
how to kill all type of crap.
Right. Okay, hold on. Before TL go, TL, what have you been tempted to do and you haven't been able to do it?
Hey, I'm just
robbing
a bank.
Oh, that's it.
I put it like this. Let's all meet up in the unknown state, come up with a plan and do it, and then we get caught for it, then y'all go down.
But y'all need to hook up.
All right.
Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. This we waiting on Matt B. We're gonna have Matt B on the show tonight. Y'all hold tight. This is 311 Matt B. But you know, I can't wait. I cannot wait to play this new cut he got. This is hot. But I'm waiting for him to call in, y'all. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'll be right back. This is 311 Matt B. right, I am back. I am back. I got Mississippi Red, and I got Big Daddy on my team. And and the chairman, you still there? Okay, yeah, he probably still hanging out, but you know.
What about Ant?
Ant dropped. You know, Ant just wanted here to talk, so he'll call back as soon as we finish. I know, you know, he probably feeding his face right now. So, but yeah, I'm waiting on Matt B to call in. Y'all, I got these cuts. I was losing these cuts the other last night, and I'm like, man, this right here is some hot shit. And I'm gonna have to just play him and without his ass as soon as he need to come on. I'm anxious. But yes. But you know what? I didn't tell y'all why I was tempted. I was real tempted to quit my job. You know, I know that's awful because there's a whole lot of people out there ain't working. But you know how people just get on you and just push your buttons, and then you just want to tell them to just kiss your ass. Mm-hmm. I had to hold my tongue, Missy. This is not me.
I know how exactly this. You know, because me and my boys, we used to work for this company, and we were working for some Italians, and the Italians used to treat us like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my boy, like, my boy used to come back all the time and say, man, I'm sick of these motherfuckers treating me. I say, man, don't get upset. Let's clean these niggas out. Let's steal. We're going to steal their property. We're going to take it because it was a restaurant supply company. So we start. It's like, whenever you get mad at the bitches, you steal. That's what I was about to ask Mississippi Red. Have you ever been to the penitentiary, Nick?
Mr. Bray, never been to the penitentiary.
He wouldn't be able to survive one day in there.
He would not survive one day in the penitentiary.
That's what we call putting in work. You know, you don't get angry when you want to kill a motherfucker, but it's an inside job. We call it an inside job. We work with the company, and we know how to sneak this shit out, make money. That's what we used to do.
Just because they just pissed you off.
Oh yeah, you pissed all of us off. All of them, because they was Italians and they treated the blacks like they wasn't shit.
Mm.
You know, so I say, look, I had to get to the young niggas because I was older than them. I had to get to the young niggas. I say, look, man, because they used to come to the back, be all fired up.
Right.
They be ready to bust a cap in an Italian. I say, no. Look, you work in the warehouse. All you got to do. Extra shit in my van, and I sell that shit, and we get paid. Don't get mad. Let's get paid.
That's deep. I mean, you taking it right on there, Nikki. Let me ask you this question. I'm about to switch gears totally. Nikki, do you think is it a requirement that you have to have an orgasm every time you have sex?
No, it really is. I don't know, I would love to, but sometimes I just want to, we ain't got to, you know, have an orgasm or something. I just want to feel it.
You just want to feel it.
So
you know, like, feel the penis.
Right.
But, like, I really ain't got to have an orgasm all the time.
So
like, not every day or something like that.
What'd you say?
I'm asking her, what's the purpose? She don't get off, you know. I do get off.
I just don't know how to say it. Like, I don't have to bust a nut every day. You know, it feels good to me just to feel it.
You get down like that every day. I mean, you put me in work.
My man, he likes to have sex every day with me. Like every day, every morning, every night. Like I never got a break, and we've been together for 2 years.
Okay, so what you said, that's a lucky nigga.
Like, it's an everyday thing, and the only reason why I don't tell him no, like, I don't want to have sex is because I don't want him, not saying that he will do it, but I just don't want to feel like, well, if I ain't giving it to him, he gonna give it. He gonna get it somewhere else. So I do my very best to please him because he do his very best to please me. And sometimes if I don't want to get no penis, he just give me some head.
There you go. See?
Okay. So you just doing it to please your man. You don't care whether you get pleased or not.
Sometimes I feel that way, yeah. Like, I don't care. I really ain't got to bust a nut today, you know. Sometimes I just think, I don't know. Sometimes I don't have to bust a nut every single day. But if I'm, like, super horny, then, yeah, I'll probably bust a big fat one. But if sometimes I don't feel like I want to have sex, no, I don't
care. So you give him some head then. You give him some head.
Yeah,
I
give him some head. If I don't feel like having sex, I just give him some head.
See,
okay.
and that's your prerogative then, and that right there makes it better for you because you have that choice. So you don't absolutely have to have an orgasm. Hold on, Ty, who's this? 8447, who's this on the line?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on,
hey,
Thomas? How you doing?
What's up? What's going on, yo?
What's going on? What's going on? All right, we got two questions floating around here. Hold on. We got another. We got Mississippi Red. I'm going to bring him back in.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask the question to Thomas. The first one is, what have you been tempted to do and you have not done it?
Bang somebody that I'm not attracted to. And they
that
happen to be a friend of mine.
Really?
He said they're not attracted to.
I mean, so, I mean, what is it, just curiosity or what is it going to be like? And I mean,
I guess part of it is once upon a time it was curiosity, but then you're talking 15 years ago, we're not, you know, according to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, let's just say it's not the same. It doesn't look appealing now than it did back then.
Ain't somebody that you're not attracted to. I mean, well, hell, you was just talking about setting up brothels and shit and talking about whores. So I mean,
the thing is, these guys are attracted to the whores. They be coming in there, they putting in work.
And the funny thing about it, she doesn't already let me know that, you know, that she wants to get down too, but I just don't see it that way. And the only time that kind of comes up is...
How can you sit across the table to somebody that you're not attracted to and call it a date?
First of all, not a date. It's not a date. I got friends. I don't want to nail every one of them.
Okay, man, that makes sense. I mean, you know, that's true.
You know, I can't think from the dick up.
But you would say, okay, forget it. Okay, I'm not attracted to you, but we can go out and have some dinner.
I didn't even say that. We're longtime friends. It's just one of those strange things.
So are y'all going Dutch? Will y'all pay for each other? I mean, y'all pay for your own meal, or are you paying for the meal?
Here's the deal. When it's my friend, I might take it every now and then. We're dating, of course, but like I said, it's not a date. I'm not dating this person.
Not in a date what you're thinking of. I mean, people go out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you're friends, even if you're friends, you go out. You go out.
Well, yeah. I mean, my friends. If I got a little extra, I don't have a problem with that.
Y'all just hanging out.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Shit. Sure. All right. Thomas. Let me ask you this. Tell me, is it necessary to have an orgasm every time you have sex? Do you have to bust a nut every time you have sex?
Look, I've had sex. Great touch and not bust a nut, but for me, I like the payoff. I like the payoff. Sorry. I like the payoff. It's like the casino. Yeah, you money's long enough, you're bound to run into something.
I feel you.
It's good to have it. I mean, it's good to have it, but I've been down that road where sex is still great.
Right.
Even though I didn't get mine, it's good.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Hey, Mississippi Red, do you have to bust
it's
a nut in order to have good sex?
You know he do.
Let me tell you something about Nikki. Okay, yeah. There's been times where she has spent the night at my house, and you know what I'm saying? She liked the head I give.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't you, Nikki?
Don't you, Nikki?
She loved the hell.
Yeah,
but you know, let me tell you something about her.
He wanna be talking and she wanna tell you a story. You need to be talking to this pussy, not me.
Talking about y'all, hold on a second. I'm about to go ahead and introduce it. I'm waiting for Matt B to call in. He ain't called in yet, but I need to go ahead and play this cut. This right here is called Wetter. Y'all need to listen to this. This is Matt B's newest single, Wetter. Y'all hold tight. You listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
Yeah. To all my sexy ladies, you already know what it is. Matt B, Freakology. Let me show you how I do.
As I do 5B315 and you drippin' wet. Body language.
All right, y'all. That was Wetter by Matt B. All right, all right. I like that. That's a nice, nice cut. All right, y'all. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. We're about 20 minutes out, and we're going to do what we do and just keep it moving. All right, let's see. I'm just going to randomly bring you back in. You know what? I'm going to go and let Mississippi Red. What you got to say, Mississippi Red? What you got to say today before I bring anybody else back on?
When I called you last week, you told me I had to call the chairman to apologize, and we all know what for. And on his show yesterday, it was someone else, so ambitious, had substituted for him. So as of this, when he called you in, I was going to tell him the same thing, and I was hoping that you would get everybody else off the air, but he never held on long enough for me to do it for him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen eventually, but it'll be all right. What else is on your mind?
What's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
I want to know what Nikki at, because I got a phone to pick
hold
her
on.
Up.
Hold on. Hold on.
Let
me bring her back. Let me bring her back. Hold on.
You have to put on the
air. Okay. Woo. All right. Hold on. Let me bring her.
I got a bone to pick with her.
All right, well, go and call it in.
No, bring her back in. Bring her back in.
Okay, Nikki, he got a bone to pick with you. Nikki, you there? All right, well, Nikki not there right now, Mr. Green. We had to bring her back.
Keep me on here.
I got you. Thomas, we got the chairman out there. We got Thomas, and we got Big Daddy Almighty out the door.
Oh, yeah.
I like that cut. What did y'all think about that Matt B cut?
Yeah, that was nice. I liked it.
I told you earlier when you first told me about it. I told you. That's, you said it's a fake baby music, and I said I gotta go buy a bunch of condoms.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. That is some baby.
That's definitely a baby making music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not finna make no babies on that shit. Give me some rap, because you can never make a baby off no rap.
It's the music you could dance to before you put it on your man.
Exactly. You gonna get it. You can make you a nice little stripper. You can make you a nice little stripper dance.
I know.
Like that.
Got the pole in the room and everything.
Hell yeah, man. Shoot, do it right. Yeah.
Hat on his favorite color.
Exactly. And whip some shit out on him and everything.
That's... I know. Be so down and baby oil looking shiny as hell spinning around the pole.
Oh, wow.
You get down like that, Nikki?
She just said
hell
she
yeah.
wants to be a dominatrix.
If the price is right.
If the price is right.
That's what keep my man at home.
See, that's what's
I know how to keep him.
Well, I'm confused.
I'm about to put you on mute, Thomas. Okay, Thomas, you got a lot of feedback. I'm sorry, I had to put you on mute, man. All right, go ahead.
No, I was telling everybody the price is right. Y'all remember Nikki was one of my former students back 10 years
don't
ago.
You don't have to keep telling us, no.
Right, dang, you want everybody to know.
Well, I'm saying no.
Okay, why would you want to keep bringing that up? Like, dang, that was my student. I fucked her and all this and this and that.
No, right. I didn't fuck you until after you graduated.
He feel bad
I'm
about
saying,
it. He feel good
oh
about it. Like,
God.
Now I'm going to fuck all the students
oh,
when they graduate.
I'm just saying, you had come back from Atlanta doing the joint down there. You came back in Milwaukee at like 5 in the morning, and you was sitting in the front of the classroom sleep because you hadn't got no sleep. You had just got back home.
Hey, didn't hey Catrice, didn't you say you didn't want to hear no back pass shit? Don't
man.
Bring that
man.
You know,
he can't help it. But you was doing your thing back then. Nick,
I was
no,
doing
not
my thing
then.
Back then.
Yeah.
I was going everywhere when I was in high school.
New Orleans, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Minneapolis.
Now you whipping
but,
it now you whipping
okay.
it on your man. Is that what you're doing?
Right, now I'm whipping it on my man.
There you go. There you go.
I really didn't want to do it, but I had to get my money. Who is her man? Nobody. She got a man, but she's in Arizona. She got a man in Phoenix. See, now, Nikki. I hate to say this. Don't take this the wrong way, but I can show you in my stable.
Oh my god!
I ain't even into that no more. Like I was
right.
Like,
I don't know about
he don't. I mean, I tried to.
You can't be on here trying to recruit. Okay, there's no recruiting on the show. Okay.
I don't know.
Nah.
That's not what Lawless Adults is about. I mean, you can talk about the freakiest thing you've ever done.
Well, you know, I'm like,
you're
gonna
I'm talk
25
about
now, and all that is like, I'm looking at life in a whole different way now.
See, there you go, there you go. But I'm kind of with you on a dominatrix shit. Now, you know, the whole, because, you know,
she can make big money. She can make big money if I bust up with a spot and shit.
Yeah.
She in Atlanta? You in Atlanta now, Nikki?
Nah, she in Arizona.
I'm in Arizona,
Milwaukee, Phoenix. How you know, Thomas? You must have been with her last night.
That's not Thomas. That Mississippi Red.
It's
Thomas
Mississippi
is
Red.
On hold. Let's see if it's Steve next
Nikki
time.
You was with her last night? Nigga, with a name like Mississippi Red, you should be a pimp. You should be talking the same language I'm talking.
Hold on a second. Mississippi Red is a pimp. Mississippi Red is the freakiest nigga out there. And if anybody can't top what he got going on right now, it's just ridiculous.
And
Glenn.
Mississippi Red might be
Glenn.
Pink as hell, but he do be pulling in some women.
Glenn.
Hold on.
I'm asking this question to Catrice. How do you know?
Hey, that's what he say.
Oh, you just going by he say, she say?
Nikki validated. So you missed him. Nikki validated. We've already crowned Mississippi Red the freak of Lawless, the freaks of Lawless for the whole entire year. Okay,
and
if somebody comes
I'm new to the game, you have to apply your certification
to be the freakiest freak. Now, if you can talk,
well, I'm coming.
Red,
I'm coming.
You go right ahead.
Lynn.
All right, hold on. I put Big Daddy on my seat. I had to put you on hold, man. Hold on a second. Now, what you saying, Mr. Brett, what you say? Is he gone? Oh, he left. Okay, well, I'm trying to give him the flow. All right. Well, Big Daddy, you back. Shit. I don't know what happened, Mr. Red. I'm trying to give him the flow. What you got to say?
You know him. I'm new. This is the second time we ever kicked it, but I'm taking over 2012. I'm taking that bitch by storm, and you gonna call me.
You hear that, Nikki?
You
gonna
call me the Lord?
You make sure you tell Mr. Red that.
Next year, you're going to call me Lawless Raw Deal Player of the Year. That's what my name going
to
be.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We might have to put a little contest together and see what fans out. We just might have to do something.
I'm in the ATL, baby. I'm down here in ATL. I'm in Jonesboro, Georgia. So it's like we get on it. I come down and meet you at the station, and we can go from there.
Man, everybody moving to the ATL. Dang. All right, y'all hold tight. I'm going to play this next cut. This is Matt B, and this is AJ.
MrBeatMix.com.
Think she's feeling it, man. Yeah. She can't get enough of me.
No.
Can be Matt B.
Let's get it.
All day. Just keep it real jazzy on this one.
let go.
InstantBeatLease.com.
You think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. Do I'm a dick, dick. I'm not the man you need. No space for reality. You're just a dick, dick, dick. Do I'm a dick, dick. I ain't seen her in a while. Just soon as I hit the door, she was getting wild. Pulled the zipper and she kissed it, licked it, colored it with lipstick. She be on that freak shit, anything she want it. Yeah, she a sex fiend, especially when she going down with the whipped cream. I just stay a couple rounds if she miss me. She tryna get with me, understand it's simple sex, so don't commit me. Think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. Doing my dick, dick. I'm not the man you need. No space for reality. You're just a dick, dick, dick. Doing my dick, dick. She keep trying to tie me up. She texts me every day, she can't get enough. But she needs to stop trying, stop crying. She thinks she in love, but there ain't no denying that. Yeah, she a sex fiend, but she when she going down with the whipped cream. Pictures and I'm taking off like a rocket. And don't you try to stop it. You know what it is, just be satisfied with this, girl. You love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. Doing my dick, dick. Not the man you need. Just face me and let me. Just a dick, dick, dick. Do what my dick did. You say that we've got a good thing, but you ain't a good feeling, girl. Quit putting love in a girl. Cause you love the way I lay it down. So complicated.
So addicted. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Instant beat lease.
Damn, baby. I really think it's time for something new. Something better. Something sexier. Something realer.
Once you pass it up, there's no second chance.
All right, all right. I am back. We just have a few minutes left, and I'm just going to bring everybody back in. What the hell? We got our Mississippi Red. You had dropped off. I gave you a flow, and I don't know what happened to you.
No, my phone, I ain't paid my bill. I just paid it.
Man, you and that bill. You got to keep up.
I know
up.
It. I know. That's what I was saying. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's important that you keep up. Y'all need prepaid phones. Y'all need to buy a car.
I know.
Need to buy a car.
Right. You know what I'm
a
saying?
A month in the van. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. All right. We got Thomas out there. Thomas, you still rolling out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right. Now, yeah, wait a minute, hold on. We got Nikki still on the line. We got Big Daddy on the line. We had the chairman out there. I'm not sure if he's still out there or not. But you know what? Big Daddy, I enjoyed you this evening. You had a lot to say. Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm taking over the title next year.
Mississippi Red, you hear that? You got competition. He's taking over the title next year. You gonna take the title away?
Not unless he pussy and ass.
And
you know, pimp
he
pussy.
pimp
he pussy. If he can't do that, he ain't taking over shit. I got my Lawless Freak Girl Year.
I got my plaque
hanging over there.
Hold on, say that again. What do you say? Do you say Lawless? If I can't do what?
He's puss and ass. You gotta eat pussy and ass all together.
Pimp all right, eat pussy.
What I'll do before the new year hit is that I'll put out the requirement in next week's show, and that's gonna be a requirement to see who's gonna top who. That's how we're gonna do it.
Okay.
Nikki,
if you're doing something more than Mississippi Red, I wonder what is that?
I have no
right
exactly. Exactly.
You must be outstanding.
Nick ain't going to your team, bro.
Be cool.
Right. Nick. All right. Thomas, you out there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yo.
All right. Well, you know what? I appreciate you calling in this evening. You know, I've been up since 3:00 this morning. I'm gonna lay my ass down. That's
good
what
night. Good night. You earned it, Dr. Freakenstein.
Yeah, but no, it's called Dr. Passion PhD. That's right, Dr. Passion PhD. That's right. Get it right. Y'all gonna see that shit out there. You're gonna be like, damn, I know that heifer.
Right.
That's right.
I'm gonna just leave y'all with this one last note.
Yeah.
Nick, huh? This I'm taking that ass from Mississippi Red.
He ain't even got it. So
he ain't got it. Y'all
but,
mess.
Yeah.
Y'all's a mess. All right, y'all. It's my time. He done hung up. I want to thank y'all for calling in. Mississippi Red, I always love your support. Nikki, love your support, baby.
We
Thomas,
always do.
Okay.
Love your support.
No.
Love it. Love you too.
All right, y'all.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye. Right, have a good night.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Nikki.
Go ahead.
Tell her from here on out, call you Dr. Love. What is it called? Dr. What?
It's Dr. Passion, PhD. But you got to get it right. That's my name. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. And just because he is who he is, I'm going to end it out with a little Donnie Williams from Mississippi Red. Y'all have a fabulous night. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to talk to y'all next week. Remember, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. I'm out.
Flowers for her hair. On my love letter, she mailed.
smiling back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm loved unknown soldier fighting for her, but that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah. The girl can't see that it's the way you feel about that girl. No other woman ignores my love, obsesses my world. My mind is spinning round and round my feeling so. When will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible.
Invisible to you.